We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amar Beis, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top of Kuf Lamed Ches Amar Beis, the two dots for Amar Rav Sheshes. Like a Shmaka Gemara coming out. Amar Rav Sheshes, Breda of Idi. Hai Si'ino Shari. You're allowed to wear this hat. Rashi has like a felt hat. Koyva Shaleved. You're wearing a felt hat. You're allowed to wear this on Shabbos. That's not a problem of oil. Breda Gemara of Itmar. Siyana Shar Asr. It says in a we learned that Siyana to wear a hat, a felt hat, it's Asr. Like Kasha, this is Tefach, this is Tefach. If the brim is wider Tefach, then it's Asr because you made of oil. But if his brim is not wider Tefach, then it's not an oil and it's Mutter. Great thing about Kasha, you tell me a hat is an oil. Elamiata Shabra Beglima Tefach, if you put on your talus and you leave it out, sticking out a Tefach, you're telling me that you're going to be chayiv, it's the osur alts oil? You tell me that can't be. Elo, loy kasha. So according to Rashi, Elo has been chayiv the whole thing. There's no oil. You're wearing it, you're wearing clothing, that's not called the oil. So what's the case that siyano is osur? Loy kasha. Hodlam hiddik, hodlam hiddik. If it's tight on your head, not tight on your head. Because you know why it's osur? Since it's not tight, it might fall off, you might come to carry it. But if it's tight, there's no chashash. So it comes out a few Rashi in the sugya. There's no such thing as oil when you're wearing a hat, no matter how big the brim is. But if it's not tight, then it's a problem of hoitza. If it's not tight, it might fly off, and you're going to come to carry it, and therefore you have to wear a tight hat. That's what will come out a few Rashi. Tosfos doesn't learn its Ella. Tosfos says, hard to hiddik like this. The question was that by a talus, you tell me a talus will be oil? The Mara answers, you're right, talus not oil. You know why? Because it's not stiff. It's not a stiff thing, but a hat that's a stiff brim, like a Hamburg, that would be a problem of oil. Pirish Rach, I'm reading Tysus now, Pirish Rach, Hodma Hadar, She'ene Nichfaf, doesn't bend down, the Oz Nirikane oil, the Loy Mehidik, Shehu Nichfaf, means it bends, but Oz Nirikane oil. So come down according to Tysus, Allah Lamaisa, that you're not allowed to wear a hat that's a Tefach, if it's a sturdy hat. If it's a Hamburg, a sturdy hat, it's going on a Tefach, it'll be a problem. Or being a gay, a baseball cap. That's like a visor might be awesome. So let's see what we pass on Shulchan Aruch. On Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Aleph Sif Mem, it says, Koiva Shumaspashet, a hat that spreads out, Lahaloi Marosha, in front of your head, Tefach, a Tefach, which Tefach is around 3-4 inches. Also, La Nichoi Marosha, a fill of a bias. You're not allowed to wear it on your head, even in your house, because it's oil. Mashum oil. That's what the Machaber Paskins. So Toysvis, so the Mr. Brurim, speaks out about our hats. Dr. Mishavurah, the koivin shakarim breitlach, loshan ashkenaz, the hats that we call a breitlal, like a Hamburg, af bishim espashat lahalamai roish barach v'tefach, v'noyigam v'lahakal, we are noyigal hakal. What's the pshat? So he's mutching, what's the pshat? We wear hats sometimes that are tefach white. Kosvachrenim, kamat stodim atama hetta. Echod, kivin the inner koshas, it's not hard, nichvaf lamata im echshashas. So that means we're not talking about Hamburgs, we're talking about our hats. Our hats are soft, there's no echshashas. V'hainuk she'ain Munach banaya kasha. There's no hard paper in there. Vafilu mukasha halay inim eskavim levizishasa lias letzel rak mecham chatzreishin. Even if it was a problem of hard, he's not had to. I'm trying to cover my head. I'm not trying to do it letzel. A baseball cap might be worse than if he's that. Vechenim asaf va'oisa b'shapur. Also, if it's on an angle, gam gizus tadi la mikra oil bevim zem. When it's on an angle, also like a brim down, also it's not called oil. But the Elia Rabba Kosta, the Tama Oil movement, the Semichim Asmal Shitas Rashi. This is the Mishbura talking. With Semicha Rashi Shita, the Siata, Srila, Shain Kaiva, also oil, clouds, not also at all. But Fiza, Philo, a couple of Shu Kosha, even like a hamburger, that's Kosha, if you rechev a sofa tapa, Gamkin and Limcha, it's a mock of Shinoik and Hokel, because you go like Rashi. Afshim is Tom and Asa Sofa Lotel, even if it's done Lotel. And then later on, he handles, he says, you're not allowed to put your hat, your talus over your hat, because that might be a problem. He says, "Yesh nimnam melosis that talus shal mitzvah ala breitel b'shabbes k'deish lo yitalus mekam mekam k'may tefanos." So they take off your hat when you put your talus over the head in the shul. Then he says, "Umizen eshrav vayim haminig she'ei mechasim rishayim b'shabbes v'talus v'satvila." You know, certain communities they wear the hat. I feel like quite a cotton. They wear the hat. They don't cover the head, or they wear a yarmulke. They don't cover the head. Ve'ein lizeh shub tam v'reach. He's very angry about this that people don't cover the head with the talus. Akaponim, that's the halacha lemaisa. The maisa halacha lemaisa wear our hats because it's not a problem. Oil, you got a few reasons. First of all, Rashi, also it bends down, or so it's on an angle. And also the kavan is to wear a hat. All these reasons why it's mut to wear a hat on Shabbos. Aye, the problem is mehidik lemahadik. So that you have to come onto a different hat there that by us most of the time is a caramelist. So therefore, even if it's not so tight, you can be soymech and you don't have to worry about carrying a shirab. Zokt gemara vayt. Shalach Rav bar Cheskel Rav Huna. Eimer lon izi hani milim alisa da amr shlomo shmei de Rav. Tarti v'shavas v'chodah v'toyra. Rav Cheskel told Rav Huna, please remind me the things you said over Shem Rav. He said two things about Shabbos and one thing about Torah. I remember three geshmak and memories. Maybe you could tell me over again. Shalach Lei, he told him over the three memories again. Number one, Hodah Tanya, we looked at a braisa, we looked at yesterday. Good bekisna mutal and toisa v'shavas. The loch is that if you have, the braisa says that if you have this pouch of wine, of ur, it's made out of ur, made out of leather, you're allowed to set it up on these poles on Shabbos in order the ear to go under it. It's not a problem with oil. But that's only, we learned yesterday it's aser, that's only if it already was hooked on with a string on one stick before Shabbos. It was already on one, you know, let's say you put it on two sticks. It was already hooked on one stick. Now all you have to do is attach to the other stick. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. But I'm a rav, like Shalom Beis V'Adam. Only if you do it with two people. If you do it with one person, it's aser. Why? Because you're going to stretch it extra and that makes it more of oil. Because one person, you pull it until you get it on there. When it's two people, then you don't stretch it so much. If it's a canopy, a fill of you, even by 10 people, it's aser, because there it's the efsher, it's impossible you're not going to stretch it a little bit. It's impossible you're not going to give it a little bit of a stretch. So that's the pshat, that's the first thing they set up from Rav, that by good, that good is mutter set up on Shabbos. If it's already hung on one side, it's only in a case where it's done with two people. But one person is not already done. That's number one. What's the second thing? Idach mahi. This is halacha in Muksa. Idach mahi, the Tanya, the Braisa. Kira shenishtva achas v'yachaseha. You have this kira that's missing one leg. Mutl taltla. You can let him taltla on Shabbos. You're not worried you're going to put back the leg back in its place because it can stand on three legs. It's not going to fall down. But shtayim, if it's missing two legs, also you can't move this on Shabbos. Why not? Because the chshash, you might return and put back the legs, and it's shayla boina. So therefore, you can't touch it because shayla of boina. Rav Amar fil chad nami also. Even if one is also gzeir shem yiska. Even there, there's a chshash. You might put it back in. That's a chshash. And there's a. And that's the issa of muksa. That's the issa why it's muksa. Now, it comes out of lach l'maisa, a lot of different things. One of the examples are, if your glasses breaks and your temple falls off and you have to screw everything, there might be muksa to metal to your glasses. And the reason is because the chshash, you might put back that temple into your glasses, screw it back in on Shabbat, therefore it will be muksa. And the paiskim, we're not going to go through it right now, but one of the Teirim are, you have to get rid of, someone has to hide the temple. If someone hides it, then it's not a chshash. Then you can move your glasses because no chshash, you put it back together, you don't have the other piece. That's one of the Eitzes if you want to be able to move it. But I ain't chum the halacha l'maisa, when it comes to Geya, look up the halacha l'maisa. So that's the first two things he said. Both things were getting Shabbos. One was the Geya Muksa, and one was the Geya Oil. The third thing is the Geya Taira. What's Taira? Taira, Dama Rav, Asida Taira Shishtakach Yisrael. One day Taira will be Shishtakach Yisrael. When the Yidden go into Galus, Taira won't be the same. A lot of Taira will be forgotten. Shadam is in the Pasuk, V'hifla Hashem es makoyzcha. Hashem will be marbe the makas in a mshunadig way. In a spectacular way, Hashem will give us makas. What's that mean? What's this spectacular type of makkah? Because Shoaimer, the pasuk says, "Chein hini Yosef lahafis amazeh half love a fellow." Pasuk in Yeshaya, "I'm be Yosef makas half a fellow." And the pasuk says, "The end of that pasuk, va'avda chachmas chachamav ubinas the vine of the starter." And the will lose the chachmas of Tyra and the bina. Va'aimer aflazu Tyra. See, from here, aflaw is Tyra. So it comes out the pasuk. He's pshat in the pasuk. V'hif laHashem as lakayischa means that the Tyra bina stakach. Tanur Rabbanon. Kshenichlusu, more about Torah being mishtakach, tomorrow I was going to go elaborate on that. Tana Rabbanon. Kshenichlusu Rav Yisrael l'Karen v'Yavna, when the Sanhedrin went into Golus, after the Churban Bayis, the Sanhedrin was chased out of Yishlayim, they went to Yavna. It was called Karen v'Yavna because they were set up in rows like vineyards, as the Rashi speaks out. So when they got there, Omru, they said, Asida Torah Shnishtakeach Yisrael. Torah will be forgotten one day from Klal Yisrael. And therefore, he sat down that first day and they made Masechtas Idias to set up all the halachas because they were worried that they're not going to have Remba the Torah. How do they know that Shtaka Chatorim is Yosha? Now the Pasuk says, Hine Yomim Baam Numa Hashem Lekim, Vishtachli Rav Aretz Vi Rav Aretz, Loi Rav Alechem. The Rav I'm going to send, one day in Golus. It's not going to be a Rav for Lechem, Loi Tzom Alamayim, not for water, Kim Shmai Yitzvi Hashem, it's to be a Rav to Shmai Yitzvi Hashem. The Chzir, it's in the Pasuk, but no, Yom Ad Yom, they moved from one river to another river, one ocean to another ocean, Mishaf Ad Mizrach, from the north and to the east. Yishayitu Levakas V'Hashem, looking for Dvar Hashem, they can't find Dvar Hashem, they're not going to find it. Dvar Hashem Zuh Alacha, Dvar Hashem Zuh Aketz, that's the Ketz, that's Manah Gula, we're not going to know. And Dvar Hashem Zuh Nevuah, that's the Nevuah, you're not going to find anything. You're not going to find anything. So, you see, one day be a Rav, L'Shmai Dvar Hashem, we're not going to have the Torah. We're not going to have the Torah. And it's a Pelotaka, they have a song about Yina Yom Hashem, I'm not sure if it's such a good thing, but I have to ask the songwriters. Umay, I just think in the Gemara that this is not a good thing, this pasuk saying to be a Rav, Shmayas Divrei Hashem. Umay Yishtoytu Levakesh is Dvar Hashem. What's the example of looking for Dvar Hashem, Zuhalacha, and they're not going to find it? Omru, the Chacham said Pshat is like this. I see them Isha, Shetitel Kikar Shal Chuma. One day a lady's going to take a loaf of bread of Chuma. The taxer about the kasiyas about the midrash. They go from base medrash to base medrash. Lay down to mehi. They're going to want to know, is it Tommy or not? Vim Taira. Vein and Maven. People are not going to know the answer. So the Mara says, what are we talking about? Which answer they're not going to know? Im Tahiri, Vim Tamei. They're not going to know if it's Tar or Tamei. Behed yiksiv bei. It says in first apostle in the Taira, Mekola oichel ashi ya'ochel, that it's Tamei. Like Rashi explains, we're talking about here that there was a kikar of chuma in a oven that had a sheretz in it, and they're not going to know if it's Tommy. We're not going to know if it's Tommy. It's the first apostle that says that any oichel that's in the oven, that is Tommy. So we know it's Tommy. Everyone knows Chumash, like Rashi says, they never get the Torah because they can just read it, open up the Torah and read it. So what does it mean they're not going to know if it's Tommy or Tar? Ella, they're not going to know, lay down, they're not going to know if the Tumah is a Rishon L'Tumah or a Sheni L'Tumah. They're not going to know, no one's going to know. Break the Mahanam, I see some of you. That's also a first of Mishnah, and that's also going to know. I'm not going to forget a first of Mishnah in Kalim, because it's Tanan. Hasharech Nimsa Batana. The loch is like this. Give a little Akdama. That Kli Cheres is only Matama from the inside, from the outside, not. So an oven used to be made out of earthenware, and therefore it's Matama only inside and outside. Now it's a Chiddush both ways. First of all, if a Sheres touches the outside, it doesn't become Tame. But if a sheretz is in the inside, it's tamei even if it doesn't touch it. Just being in the ear space of a kli cheres, it makes it tamei. So look the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that sheretz shims of a tana. If you find a sheretz in a tana, pasha v'seicha shnia. She tana tchila because the tana is a tchila. The tana is a rishon l'tumah. How? Because the sheretz made it tamei through the ear, and then the ear space now makes the chala tamei a sheni. So we see, we know it's a Mishnah. It's a sheni. The lechem is a sheni, and the tana is a rishon. So the Gemara, maybe they'll know the Mishnah, we're not going to understand it. Because Mestapkaluhu, Hod the Amalei, Rav Ada Bahavla Rava. They're going to have this Shiloh that Rav Ada Bahava asked Rava. That he asked Rava, why is the Chala, the Lechem, a Sheini Latuma, Lechzayai Tanura, Kimandama Atuma? Look at this Tanur, Ki'ilu, it's filled with Tuma. Because the Sheret's in the Aver, so it's filled with Tuma. So it turns out the Sheret's is touching the Lechem. So what's the Lechem? A Rishon. But to have a pas shayna, to have a pas shayna, let the pas be a rishon l'tuma. That was Rav Adavavas kash to Rava. So Rava answered, "Amalei lo yamin lechzayi ha'tarik ma'adam l'tuma." We don't say that the whole tana is full of tuma. I could learn in a brayse. The Tanya, Yochi you call kelim matam ba'avik licheres. The halacha is that a rishon l'tuma only can make oichlin and mashkim tuma, but can't make a keli tuma. That means if a sheres touches a pat, and then the pat touches another pat, the second pat is not tummy. But if that first pat touches a food, it is tummy. It means, when it comes to a rishon only can matama oichlin amashkin, but a rishon cannot be matama kalim. So what about a keli that's in the ear space of a tana together with the sheretz? What would you say? It's not tummy, or maybe it should be tummy. So we know from the Mishnah and kalim, we just learned it's not tummy. Why? Because the tana is a rishon, and then it makes the thing in it a sheni, and therefore a keli can be tummy. But if it's commanded mali, if it's like full of tumah, then even the keli would become tummy. And that's what the Braisa deals with. The Tanya, Yochi, you call kelim matam ba'avik klicheres. Maybe all kelim should be matam ba'avik klicheres in the ear space of a klicheres. Why? Because they say it's commanded mali tumah. Or you'll say that because a rishon makes a sheni tuma, tam aloyim kol hashav seichi yitma kol oichel hashi ochel oichel matam vavik licheres. Only oichel kol matam vavik licheres. Then kelim matam vavik licheres, but kelim vavik kol matam vavik licheres. And you learn two things from this. First of all, that you don't see the tanner's command the malei tuma. It goes from the sheretz, makes the tanner tuma, and the tanner has to make you tuma. And that's one thing you see. And second of all, you see that a rishon can make kelim tuma. Only Oichel Mashkin. That's in the Pasuk. That's two Chedushim in the Pasuk. And that they might not know, Lashon Lavi. Not Lashon Lavi. It means in the time of the Golas. They might not know that. They'll go from Shul to Shul, not going to know this. Even though it's a Mishnah and a Braisa, but without understanding it, you're not going to know this. And that's what we're talking about. See the Torah talking with Shul. Not that not going to know Tumah and Taira. A little bit Tumah and Taira. But not going to know this, the Rishon and Sheni. Tanya went to the Braisa. Rav Shimon Yechai Omer. Chas v'shom sheshtakech Torah miYisrael. Chas v'shom, Shem Chai really argues on this idea. He says, never be a shtakach Torah miYisrael. Shenemar, ki lo yisushakach mipizaroi. Ki lo yisushakach mipizaroi. It won't be forgotten, pizaroi. The Seifei Tevis of these words stand for Yechai. There's a Yud, ki. Lo is an Aleph. Yisushakach is a Ches. And a Yud and a Vav. If you spell it out, it's Yechai. Ella, so l'shloish shakat Torah b'zari. Ella, ma'an emekayim shaytul vakash shavar shalom. So, what does it mean that they look around? The pasuk says, and almost just read, they can look around all over, not going to find dvar Hashem. Shlo yimtzu halacha brurah mishnah b'rakam achla. They're not going to find a clear halacha, a clear mishnah anywhere. Things will be machloikasim. We're not going to find halacha l'maisa. We're not going to know girsas exactly. That's going to be the shtakach. But they're going to know Torah. They're going to know Torah gavaldik. Ki lo yisus shakat Torah b'zari. It's not going to be forgotten. But they're not going to have a lacha brura. What it means is shaitu. It means they're not going to have a lacha brura, Mr. Brura, b'makoyim echad.